Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Oh, hey, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Yes, your English is going to improve today. My name is Rebecca. You might be wondering why I have a boat. Well, today is the final day of our three-day lesson called Captain James Cook. Remember Captain James Cook? Well, yesterday we learned that Cook quickly advanced in the Navy. That's right, he was a sailor. He was responsible for the navigation and management of the ship. Do you think you would enjoy being a sailor on a boat? Okay, well, you can think about that. There are a few other questions I would like you to think about. And the first one is, where did Cook sail? Where did Cook sail? And what do many people consider Cook to be? Great questions. Okay, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's continue learning about Captain James Cook. Merrily, 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 life is but a...
Captain James Cook. They then continued their voyage. Cook knew there were islands to chart, and he must look for the southern continent. They continued south, roughly 1,500 miles, and found nothing. So Cook turned west. 3 weeks later, they reached New Zealand. Then they continued on and sailed up the Australian coast. When they made it home, everyone was interested in learning about their adventures. A year later, Cook sailed south of the Antarctic Circle and found that all the land was small and uninhabitable. After returning to England, Cook became a Navy captain. One day, some officers talked about finding a Northwest Passage.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 roughly 这个副词 ,roughly 是指大约上或粗略地。例如 roughly 6,000 people signed up for the program online, 大约有6000人在网络上登记要报名这个计划。或者是 roughly speaking, sales have increased 20% in the last month. 大致来说销售在过去这个月增长了 20%。如果把字尾的 ly 去掉 rough 是形容词例如 we only made a rough estimate of the trip's expenses 我们对于这趟旅行的费用只做了粗估接下来我们看的是 uninhabitable 这个形容词 un 是否定的字首 habit 这个字根有居住的意思所以 uninhabitable 是指不适合居住的例如 most buildings in this area became uninhabitable after the bombing. 被轰炸之后这个区域大多数的建筑都无法住人了。或者是 the house has no electricity or water, so it's uninhabitable. 这个房子没有电也没有水没有办法居住了。
Row your boat gently down the stream.
Do you feel like Captain James Cook?
Rebecca, I feel like this boat is not big enough for the both of us. Yeah, it's kind of a small boat. It's not like Captain James Cook's huge ship. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to get out of the boat.
And I'm going to stay in the boat.
Okay, yeah, stay in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Life is but a dream.
Life is but a dream. Merrily, yeah. merrily, merrily, merrily. Life is but a dream.
Yes, but our lesson is not a dream. There are many important things we need to talk about from our lesson here today. So, let's start at the very beginning. They then continued their voyage. Okay, so they were in Tahiti for 3 months, but their voyage, their expedition didn't end there. They continued, and where did they go, Rebecca?
Well, our lesson says Cook knew there were islands to chart, and he must look for the southern continent. They continued south, roughly 1,500 miles and found nothing. So, Cook turned west. Now let's talk about that word roughly. What does roughly mean? It just means approximately.
That's right, or about. So about 1,500 miles. Rebecca, this is a good phrase to know in Chinese, too.
Tell me. I would love to learn.
Yeah, so the number and then 左右. Yeah.
左右.
Yeah, so 1,500 miles, 左右.
1,500 miles, 左右.
Yeah, that means left, right, you know, around that number.
So like 一百五左右.
一千五.
Oh, 一千五.
左右.
左右.
Yeah, exactly. So roughly 1,500 miles. But we can use this word roughly to talk about other things, especially that have to do with numbers. We have roughly 250 workers that work for Studio Classroom.
Right, that's a good example. Or you could say, let's say you're on a trip and your mom calls and says, hey, when will you be home? You can respond by saying, we'll be home roughly in 20 minutes. Or let's say you're having a party and you want to make sure you buy enough food. You could say, there will be roughly 50 people at the party.
Well, Rebecca, we spent roughly a minute and a half talking about this word. Shall we move on?
I think that's a great plan. Let's do it.
Okay, so Cook turned west. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks later, they reached New Zealand. Then they continued on and sailed up the Australian coast. So I'm sure they saw many kiwis and sheep in New Zealand.
I have yet to go to New Zealand, but someday I will make it to New Zealand. Oh, hey, look, our lesson says when they made it home, everyone was interested in learning about their adventures. Now, let's talk about that phrase, to make it somewhere. That just means that you arrive.
Okay, and we could actually just use the phrase, these three words, we made it. Especially if the journey might have been long or difficult, when you finally get to the end, you can say, we made it. So if you're hiking up a mountain, you get to the very top of the mountain, you can say, we made it. We made it to the top of the mountain.
Wow, Gabe. I was thinking about hiking as well. But you know, you could use this phrase, let's say you're talking about biking. You had gone on this really long biking trip. Maybe it was, I don't know, a 5-hour biking trip. You can finally say, after 5 hours, we made it to our destination.
That's right. So the idea is that you arrive somewhere. Now, you can use the idea of time as well when you're using this phrase. For example, we made it in time for something. We made it home just in time for dinner. Or we made it to the movie theater in time for the beginning of the movie.
And of course, we're talking about how Cook made it home and how everyone was really interested in learning about their adventures. A year later, Cook sailed south of the Antarctic Circle and found that all the land was small and uninhabitable.
Okay. Uninhabitable, that's quite a big word. Basically, it means that you can't live there, or it would be really, really difficult to try to live there. Now, after returning to England, Cook became a Navy captain, so he's continuing to advance in his career.
One day, some officers talked and finding a northwest... Oh, they talked about finding a northwest passage. This story is getting more and more exciting. I can't wait to find out what's going to happen next.
Well, we do have more to learn later, but in case you missed seeing it out a few days ago, I wonder what it would be like to have been one of the sailors on Captain James Cook's ship. Let's enjoy seeing
it
out.
You are the commander of this voyage on the sea. Your boldness is all they see. You want us to trust you as you navigate the storm and keep us from harm. But I see your fear, and I want you to know I'll follow you. I'll follow you wherever you may go. I'll follow you no matter how hard the road, through the highs and the lows. I just want you to know I'll follow you. I see your fear, and I want you to know I'll follow you. I'll follow you wherever you go. I'll follow you no matter how hard the road, through the highs and the lows. I just want you to know.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. You can call me Captain Brittingham. Well, actually, I'm not really a captain, but I thought it would be kind of fun to pretend for a moment. We're actually talking about James Cook and how he became a Navy captain. Well, friends, we have more for you about Captain James Cook. So, without waiting any longer, let's learn more about this very wonderful and daring, adventurous captain.
Captain James Cook. They believe that Captain Cook could find it, and he was happy to be the commander of the expedition. Unfortunately, this would be his last. He sailed up the west coast of North America, but was forced to turn back. Ice was everywhere. They would spend the winter in Hawaii and try again the following summer. The natives were friendly, but then an argument broke out between the crew and some natives. When Cook tried to end it, he was killed. Everyone was saddened. James Cook was one of the greatest navigators and explorers the world has ever known.
Okay, 其实我们看 commander 这个名词, 我们看到这个字里面有 command 指挥这个动词加上 er 这个代表人的字尾, Commander 就是指挥官或长官. 例如, the commander ordered his crew to fire at the enemy ship. 指挥官下令他的下属对敌船开火. 或者是, the general was appointed as the commander of the border troops. 这位将军被指派为边境部队的指挥官. 所以我们看 break out 这个动词片语. Break out 在这里是指战争或冲突的爆发. 例如, the couple had just gotten married when World War II broke out. 第二次世界大战爆发时,这对夫妻才刚刚结婚。或者是, violent demonstrations broke out and many people were hurt. 暴力的示威行动爆发了,许多的人都受了伤。Break out也指疾病的爆发及蔓延。例如, a terrible plague broke out and there wasn't any cure. 可怕的瘟疫散播开来,而且无药可医。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so some people were talking about finding a Northwest Passage. We read here, they believed that Captain Cook could find it, and of course, he was happy to be the commander of the expedition.
Unfortunately, this would be his last. He sailed up the west coast of North America, but was forced to turn back. Let's stop for a moment and talk about this phrase, forced to do something. That just means that you do something that you don't want to do. For example, the rain forced us to stay inside for the day.
That reminds me. When I was hiking up toward that waterfall, and that flash flood forced my friends and me to turn around, and that was quite dangerous. Okay, think of another way to use this phrase, friends. Well, he sailed up the west coast of North America, but was forced to turn back. Why? The next sentence tells us. Ice was everywhere. They would spend the winter in Hawaii and try again the following summer.
Well, the natives were friendly, but then an argument broke out between the crew and some natives. When Cook tried to end it, he was killed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It is terrible. Okay, so this ends the bold Captain James Cook's life. Well, friends, we need to continue on right now with Steve and Ken as they talk about the word crew in the info cloud.
The word crew has existed since the 15th century. Originally, it referred to a group of soldiers.
Later, the definition expanded to include people who worked together. By the 17th century, crew was used largely to refer to people working on a ship.
In the 20th century, crew cut was coined to refer to a closely cropped haircut, which was originally sported by boat crews at Harvard and Yale universities.
In this usage, crew refers to a rowing team. If you like to be on the water, you should consider going out for crew in college.
Another 20th century definition of crew is airline personnel. On an airliner, the crew is divided into the flight crew and the cabin crew. The flight crew is composed of the pilot and co-pilot, and the cabin crew is composed of flight attendants.
Now, in the old days, members of the cabin crew were called stewards and stewardesses. But nowadays, the acceptable term is flight attendants.
Once a plane lands, the ground crew will take care of the aircraft. They're the people at an airport who service the aircraft and assist passengers on the ground.
Crew 这个字早在15世纪就存在，最初它表示一个部队，后来呢用来表示任何在一起工作的一群人。到了17世纪， crew 被用于航海，表示在一艘船上的工作人员。到了20世纪， crew 又多出了几个定义，它可以指美国大专院校的划船队。 因此还产生了 crew cut 这个字，就是小平头，因为当时哈佛和耶鲁大学的划船队员都是理平头的。随着航空业的起飞， crew 也可以指飞机上的机组人员，其中呢可以再分为 flight crew 飞行人员跟 cabin crew 客舱组员。以往 cabin crew 的成员有分男性的 steward 空中少爷跟女性的 stewardess 空中小姐，后来这些名称都被不分性别的 flight attendant 空服员所取代。当飞机降落了以后，飞机以及乘客的照料就改由 ground crew 地勤人员接手。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次明端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Of course, in our lesson, we read everyone was saddened. James Cook was one of the greatest navigators and explorers the world has ever known. And we like that phrase, so we want to talk about it.
Something the world has ever known. So the greatest or the best. So for example, Michael Phelps is probably the most famous Olympian, or at least the most successful Olympian the world has ever seen.
And Shakespeare is one of the best writers the world has ever known. And of course, we're talking about Captain James Cook in our lesson, though. Well, it's time for us to review today's lesson with something really fun and funny. Ah, the review skit.
It's always a good time. Mm-hmm. Is this one funny?
We never know.
Well, Captain Cook, you are one of the best navigators the world has ever known. Exploring the seas with you is a great honor.
Thank you, young man.
Commanding a voyage in dangerous waters takes courage.
Indeed, a sailor has to be bold and willing to try new things.
Please tell me, how did you become so courageous, Captain Cook?
One day, our schoolmaster showed the children in our class a world map.
A world map?
A world map. He told us there were great parts of the world that no one knew about. He said someday, bold men would discover them.
And you wanted to discover those places?
Yes, I wanted to go on one of those voyages.
What did you do to prepare?
So, I got experience by taking a job at a fishing port, and later working for a ship owner. And of course, I studied.
That is a lot of preparation.
Yes, but I wanted adventure. So I joined the Navy. In 2 years, I was master of one of His Majesty's ships.
Ah, was that an adventure?
Oh, yes. Once my crew and I had to rechart and rebuoy a dangerous river.
And you've charted islands and searched for the southern continent.
Yes, and everyone was curious about those adventures.
And now, you're the commander of the expedition, finding a northwest passage.
Yes, too bad we had to turn back. But there was ice everywhere.
That's all right. We can spend the winter here in Hawaii and try again next summer.
Exactly.
Captain Cook, an argument has broken out between the crew and the natives.
Ah, excuse me, but I must put an end to this. All for one and one for all. But we should do it peaceably.
Captain, please be careful.
Friends, that is all the time we have for today. We'll see you in December.
That's right. So make sure you join us right here on
Studio Classroom.